Our next speaker is Ms. Chin, and she will be speaking on the evaluation of nutrient leaching from simulated residential mixed landscapes.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Zhishen Chin, and I'm from University of Florida. And thank you for your attendance, and it's such a great honor for me to present my research here. It has been well accepted that in an urban system, the use of fertilizer and irrigation can lead to long-point nitrogen and phosphorus losses, which are linked to water quality degradation. And formal research have shown that nitrogen is the main limiting factor for eutrophication in coastal areas, while the phosphorus is the main factor for eutrophication in freshwater system. And in recent years, the phosphorus and in urban and coastal areas, the eutrophication has become an increasing problem, and it is at least due to the urban land-based activities. In Florida, we generally have a quite sandy soil texture. The top two soil series in Florida is antisoil and spodosoil, soil, and they are quite well known for their sandy texture. And we can see from the picture that this is the antisoil. It has a very deep sandy soil layers. Together with the fact that we have a very prosperous agriculture industry, we generally apply fertilizer and irrigation to the soil system. And we have a mild weather with frequent intense precipitation. It's determined that the main nutrient losses pathway in Florida will be leaching. And this is going to be a very serious problem because groundwater is a very important water source in our state. And the excess nutrient entering into the water body can accelerate the generally quite lateral eutrophication process. And it's going to harm the use of human use of the water and going to harm the ecosystem health. So it is very meaningful to look at nutrient leaching in our state. Most study on nutrient leaching in urban landscapes focus on turf grass. Some studies suggest that the nutrient leaching from ornamental plants will be greater than the turf errors due to the difference in plant root densities. However, these studies look at the nutrient leaching from ornamental plants when the plants were during establishment. So there is a chance that the nutrient leaching from ornamental plants have been overestimated due to the fact that the plants have not yet fully established, so they don't have the stretched root system to intercept the nutrient leaching coming from the upper soil layers. So for my study, the objectives are to quantify nitrogen and phosphorus losses from mixed urban landscapes, and secondly, to determine the effect of plant cover, that is turf versus woody ornamental, on nutrient leaching from urban landscapes. To look at the nutrient leaching, lyogenic landmeter was established in Mid-Florida Research Center, which is near Orlando. And this picture shows an overview setup of my lyogenic. And the size of the lyogenic was approximately 145 square feet. And we're going to collect the leaching samples from this location, the little house, and we buried our lyogenic in here, this place. And we set up three mixed landscape treatment and three replicates with varying ratios of turf grass to woody ornamental species in a randomized complete block design. The three treatments were 90% turf treatment and 75% turf and 60% turf. For each of the treatments, the one magnolia tree was planted in the center of the lysimeter, but for 75% turf and 60% turf, two and four white burner shrubs were planted in the southern corner, and the rest of the area were covered with stained arbutin plants. And it is worth mentioning here that all of my plants have been moved to lysimeter since 2009. So we assume that when we began to collect of leachate, that is in March 2011, all of the plants have already fully established. We're going to collect the leaching sample daily for a period of 1 year, but the data I present here will be just the first 18 weeks. And these two pictures shows the device I quantify the nutrient leaching, and it consists of the upper collection vessel and the lower wheeling vessels. And this combination makes sure that it's going to quantify the total nutrient leaching that have been leached from the lysimeters. And there was 1 liter in the bottom of this wheeling vessel. This is the lower part, and it's going to make sure that approximately 1% of the leaching were collected in the collection bottles. And I mix the daily sample based on the total volume to form the flow-weighted weekly leachate samples. And the weekly samples were analyzed for inorganic nitrogen, mainly nitrate plus nitrite, and I will refer it as NOx in the following slides, and ammonia and total chiral nitrogen. Dissolved phosphorus were also analyzed, and I will refer it as DP. Proxmix and the 2-kith HSD test were tested in SARS, and the significant error that was chosen was 0.05. Before I move into the result part, I want to mention that for all of my line graphs, the x-axis will be the week, and the y-axis will be the parameter. Particularly for this diagram for mean leachate volume, the y-axis, the units was 1,000 liters per hectare, and we can see that there were 5 weeks that the treatment effect was significant. For week 4, the highest mean leachate volume was loaded for 90% turf, following 75% turf, and 60% turf had the least leachate volume. For week 5, the trend changed insofar that the 60% turf had the highest mean leachate volume, and it was significantly different with the 75% turf, but it has no difference with the 90% turf. For week 13 and 17, 90% turf again had the highest mean leachate volume, and it was significantly different from the other two treatments. For week 18, 90% turf had the highest mean leachate volume, and it was significantly different with the 60% turf, but it had no difference with the 75% turf. We also look at the mean nutrient concentration from the leachate, and we can see that for dissolved phosphorus and NOx, there were no plant cover effect noted. But for TKN, the treatment with 90% had the highest mean TKN concentration, and it was significantly different from the other two treatments. For mean ammonia concentration, because there was the interaction with the treatment and the week, so we present the data here week by week. And this is going to be the same situation for my other line graph, since they have interaction. And we can see from the graph that there were 2 weeks that treatment effect were noted. For week 1, the 90% trip had the highest mean ammonia concentration, and it was significantly different from 60% trip, but it had no difference with 75% trip. For week 2, the highest mean concentration again was loaded in 90% trip, following 6% trip, and 75% trip had the least concentration. Besides nutrient concentration, we also look at the mean leachate loads, and again for DP and NOx, there were no treatment effect when loaded. But for mean TKN load, there were 3 weeks that the treatment effect were noted. That is week 4, week 17, and week 18. And the general trend is that the treatment with 90% had the highest mean TKN load, and it was significantly different from the other two treatments. For mean ammonia node, there were also 3 weeks that the treatment effect were noted. That is, for week 2, the 90% had the highest mean ammonia node, and it was significantly different with the other two treatments. For week 4, again, the 90% had the highest mean ammonia node, and it was significantly different with 60%, but it had no difference with 75%. But for week 5, the trend changed insofar that the 75% trip had the highest mean ammonia node, but it was had no difference with 90% trip, but it had significant difference with 60% trip. In the end, in order to get a general idea about altogether how much nutrient have been leached from the lysimeter, we calculated the cumulative node. And in this table, the first column is for treatment, and the first row is for parameter, and unit is gram per hectare. And we can see that, again, for dissolved phosphorus and nitrate plus nitrite, there were no treatment effect when noted. But for TKN and ammonia, the treatment with 90% has significantly higher cumulative nutrient load than 60%, but it has no difference with 75%. So we can see that the presence of turf actually increased the nutrient leaching from the lysimeters. So based on our data, we draw the conclusion that the preliminary data showed no plant cover effect on DP and nitrate and nitrite concentration, both and node. And the plant cover did affect leaching of TKN and ammonia. And the general trend is that the treatment with a higher proportion of turf will have higher nutrient leaching than the treatment with lower proportion of turf. So we can see that the ornamental plants does not necessarily leach more nutrients than turf grass monoculture. And we think that maybe the established plant roots will be the reason that later treatment effect were noted. And in the end, I would like to thank you, my major advisor, Dr. Schober, and my co-advisor, Dr. Lair, and the committee members for their help and guidance on my project. And thank you, the research scientists and the graduate students, to help me maintain the lysometer and collect my sample and help me with the statistical analysis. And thank you, my family and friends in China and United States. And if you have any question, I'm more than happy to answer that.
Any questions?
Yes.
I guess the hypothesis, you know, I would have felt would have been that, just as you said, that more turf, there would have been less leaching. I mean, do you have a better explanation than just the roots? Or, I mean, are you getting runoff from some of these?
You mean my lysometer?
Generally,
the soil texture was quite sandy. It's a Popka sand series. It's like more than 95% of the proportion is sand. So we don't have much runoff. The major pathway for nutrient nodes is leaching. Because it's quite sandy, the pole is so large. So most of the water entering into the system ends up with the leaching, not the runoff. The results show that the landscape is at least as effective as that. And I think this is quite understandable because for the ornamental plants, they have higher biomass per area. So they need more nutrients to grow. So they will be at least as effective as the turf grass to intercept the nutrient leaching. This is my personal thinking. Yes. Yeah, when we planted it, it was mulched. Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.